This is CPR News. I'm Nathan Heffel. The Federal Emergency Management Agency is awarding Colorado another $3.4 million to help pay for the cost of fighting and recovery from the Marshall Fire. The State Homeland Security and Emergency Management Department and Colorado's Fire Prevention Agency will roughly split the federal money. The plan is to use the funds to offset money spent on firefighters, equipment, and disaster recovery efforts. This brings the total FEMA assistance for the Marshall Fire to more than $35 million. A Colorado company racked up tens of millions of dollars in funding to create climate-friendly steel. CPR's Sam Brash has more.
Steel production is responsible for 7% of global climate warming emissions, more than aviation and shipping combined. Boulder-based startup Electra announced it raised $85 million to fund its plan to clean up the industry. It relies on new technology to refine iron ore into pure iron without fossil fuels or high-temperature furnaces. It instead uses a careful combination of chemistry, electricity, and low heat. The company plans to complete a pilot plant in Boulder sometime next year. I'm Sam Brash, CPR News.
People that had Icon ski passes when COVID-19 shut down resorts are receiving compensation from a class action lawsuit. The Denver Post reports emails went out this week to people owed money. Denver-based Alterra Mountain Company, which owns the Icon Pass, agreed to pay more than $17 million in pass credits, the Post says. The amount of credit paid out to individuals will depend on how many times they use their passes during the 2019-2020 season. Expect mostly clear skies across the Front Range tonight with lows in the upper 40s. This is CPR News.